AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Top congressional Republicans support a bipartisan Senate effort to give Congress a say in any nuclear deal with Iran. Sagar Magani has more.
A Senate panel's moving toward a vote on giving Congress a role in any final nuclear agreement with Iran, something Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says is vital.
This is a gravely important matter. And the American people aren't just spectators here.
House Speaker John Boehner says the alternative is simply trusting the Obama administration,
who appears to want a deal at any cost.
The White House is arguing against any congressional action it says could upset the delicate talks with Tehran. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A 73-year-old Tulsa County, Oklahoma Reserve Sheriff's deputy has turned himself in to face a manslaughter charge in the shooting death of a suspect who was already subdued on the ground. Investigators say Robert Bates confused his handgun for a stun gun when he shot Eric Harris earlier this month. Andre Harris says his brother was not a threat to anyone.
He was nonviolent. He was peaceful. He was loving. He was caring. And he was my brother that I'll never see again.
Police reveal more about the shooting death of a North Carolina Community College print shop operator. Goldsboro Police Sergeant Jeremy Sutton says 20-year-old Kenneth Morgan Stancil III entered the shop yesterday morning, fired once with a pistol-grip shotgun, killing his former supervisor, Ron Lane.
This is being investigated as a possible hate crime, and that aspect will be a focus that our investigators will look at as the investigation moves forward.
Stancil was arrested while sleeping on a beach in Daytona Beach, Florida. Percy Sledge is dead.
When a man loves a woman.
This incredible 1966 soul ballad led to instant and lasting fame for the former part-time singer and hospital orderly. This is AP Radio News. A year after more than 200 schoolgirls were abducted by Boko Haram in Nigeria, the country's president-elect says he can't promise to rescue them. 17-year-old Nobel Prize laureate Malala Yousafzai has chastised the Nigerian government and international community for not doing enough to find and free the girls. She also sent a message of hope to them.
One day, your tragic ordeal will end, and you will be reunited with your families and friends, and you will have the chance to finish the education you courageously sought.
The leader of the radical group claims the girls have converted to Islam and married off to his fighters. Firefighters had to be called in to help a 5-year-old Pennsylvania boy out of a tree after he climbed 30 feet up to see the inside of a squirrel nest. Landon Jones was too nervous to climb down. A local fire chief climbed up and talked him into climbing back down without the help of a ladder. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.